I'm Christopher Connolly for KERA News. Thousands of people packed American Airlines Center last night, but they weren't there for a Mavericks game or a concert. They were there for Donald Trump. His Dallas rally brought out lots of fans, some enemies, and some who just wanted to see the celebrity Republican candidate in person. The campaign gave away 20,000 tickets. There were folks scattered throughout the nosebleeds, but the arena wasn't entirely full. Much of the crowd was white, conservative, and independently minded. People like the Yeagers of Fairview.
It's getting back to the people.
You'll be in, do it, get it done, and get out.
Dan and Eileen say they trust Trump. He's rich enough to be independent, and he understands what regular folks need.
I think it's a fresh approach.
2 Ziegenbox, please.
Before the rally got started, Von Thompson was buying beers at a busy concession stand. He came with a friend, and he just wanted to see Donald Trump be Donald Trump.
This rally's going to be much better with alcohol.
Trump was late coming in. It was rush hour in Dallas. But once the warm-up acts got started and the Pledge of Allegiance recited, it was clear that this was a crowd that was ready to be revved.
The next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
The Donald delivered. It was a long, winding speech. He spoke for more than an hour. No teleprompters, he said, just some notes. Mostly, it was bread and butter. Bash the Republican establishment. Folks like strategist Karl Rove.
No, he's terrible. He's terrible. He's terrible.
Crack a joke about his looks.
By the way, can you see in the back? They have the best view. Can you see it's really my hair?
And, of course, talk about his wealth.
I made $213 million. Can you believe it? From a television show.
Then Trump delved into more substantive issues. Support for veterans, putting tough-minded negotiators at the table with the likes of Iran, repealing and replacing Obamacare with something much, much better. The biggest applause, though, came from his unrelenting approach to immigration. He called the United States a dumping ground for the rest of the world.
We have to build a wall, folks. We have to build a wall.
The fervor inside was matched only by the 1,000 or so anti-Trump activists outside. The League of United Latin American Citizens organized a Dump the Trump rally and marched through part of downtown holding signs and piñatas in the form of the billionaire's head.
Join with us! Stand up!
Activist Hadi Jawad says Trump and his supporters should stop bashing immigrants.
This politics of division and spewing hatred against setting neighbor against neighbor is not really the way to go forward. It's not about what America is about, and these are not our values as Americans.
In one night, two rallies with two takes on American values. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.